ಕರುಣಾಸಿಂಧು ದೀನಬಂಧು ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಂತ ರಾಧಾಕಂತ ನಮೋಸ್ತುತೆ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಮೈ ಡಿಯರ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್, Krishna's pastimes are very, very surprising. Just before Krishna became 5 years of age, he had the Damodar Leela. When Mother Yashoda had given prominence or more attention to the pots with the overflowing milk than to feeding Krishna, little baby Krishna became very, very angry. He went to the pot, broke a pot, and then with false tears, because he felt rejected from his mother, he went to many places in Vrindavan and just broke butter pots and distributed the butter to the celebrated monkeys. Mother Yashoda was able to find her little boy by the butter footprints all over the grass of Vrindavan. Krishna had really bathed in an ocean of stolen butter. So she thought, my boy needs to be corrected. Now he steals butter. Maybe when he is old, he will steal chariots and oxen and bulls. So I better educate him as to the proper etiquette. And as a result, she decided to bind little baby Krishna. When she was gone, Krishna went with this mortar to which he was pulled to two Arjuna trees. You must know Arjuna trees are very large trees with deep roots. They are planted in India so that the storms of the monsoons can be kept abated by these Arjuna trees. They're very sturdy trees. They don't break. You cannot pull them down. They are very resistant to any force. And Krishna went to these two Arjuna trees. He knew in it there were his devotees, Nala Kuvera and Manigriva, who were cursed. And he effortlessly broke these trees so that he could liberate these two devatas. Now, when these shining beings came out of the broken trees, they prayed to Krishna, please, Krishna, you have liberated us from these tree forms. Please always give us devotional service to you. Krishna had said yes, tatastu. Then Krishna was alone. He was bound with the ropes of Mother Yashoda to the mortar, and he thought to himself, isn't it funny? I have just liberated two big devatas from the bondage of their karma, but I am myself bound by this rope of my mother. Then after thinking a little bit, he thought, I cannot and I do not want to break these ropes of love. The love of my mother I will never break. So in this way, Krishna, who had just liberated two devatas and broken two big trees, was thinking to himself that he himself is bound and powerless by the love of his devotees. However, his devotees were greatly disturbed. They came together, Nanda Maharaj and his brothers, and they thought, what just happened is of tremendous consequences. These two trees broke down. They could have killed baby Krishna. Now trees are breaking down. Soon roofs will fall from the houses. This is not a safe place. Mountains will roll over our little Gopal. We need to leave Gokul and go to another place. Some cowherd boys said, well, wherever Krishna is, always these demons come. Who is this boy? What are his powers? We do not know. Anyways, after consulting amongst themselves, they decided it is more safe to leave Gokul and go to Vrindavan. And they, all the cowherd boys, cowherd men actually, brought their big ox carts. They loaded everything they had in the ox cart, and then they made a big caravan which went from the land of Gokul to Vrindavan. It was a big caravan. They were singing about Krishna's pastimes. There were the gopis. They sang beautiful songs. Hey Gopala Radha, Krishna Govinda Govinda. Hey Gopala Radha, Krishna Govinda Govinda. And they sang about their Gopal with loud voices, with arms raised in the sky. Hey Gopala Radha, Krishna Govinda Govinda. Hey Gopala Radha, Krishna Govinda Govinda. Hey Gopala, Gopala, hey Gopala. Govinda, Govinda. Jai Gopala Radha Krishna, Govinda, Govinda. Gopala, Gopala. in this way the caravan with singing gopas and gopis went. In the midst of all of this, there was one special ox cart. On this ox cart, Mother Yashoda was sitting, and Rohini. On Mother Yashoda's lap, there was little Krishna, just almost 5 years old. And a little older, on Rohini's lap, like a moon which had arisen in the dark night, sat Lord Balaram. And there was music and dancing. There were dogs guarding everything. There were lance and pikemen with bows. But no one had eyes for anything else. They all looked to that one ox cart where Krishna was with Balaram. They cried with love as they moved to Vrindavan. That evening, when they arrived in Vrindavan, Krishna went with his brother Balaram on a stroll, and he looked at the Govardhan mountain and recognized, "My beloved Giriraj is here." And they went to the banks of the Yamuna, and they sat in the cool breezes coming from Yamuna. And they're very happy to have reached Vrindavan, the eternal playground of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, but the when this happened, Krishna turned one of the next days 5 years old. And as he became 5 years old, the distinct marks on his feet, which up till now were quite vague, became very clear. Whenever Krishna would walk, from that time on, he would leave footprints in Vrindavan, which clearly showed signs like the fish, the octagon, the Uvareka, that is a line which goes up, the sky, swastikas, and a flesh. Krishna went all over Vrindavan with his beautiful lotus feet, and he marked Vrindavan with these signs, which are so wonderful that if devotees meditate about them, these signs become active and help them in their lives. Yes, my dear devotees, if you meditate about the flesh, which is an impression in Krishna's lotus feet, this flesh will work in your heart and cut the mountain of sin into small pieces. Now, one day, and this is where I would like to talk with you about, Krishna went with all his cowherd boys into the forest of Vrindavan. And when the forest closed behind them, Krishna started to dance and play in abundance. Brinda Devi, who wanted to greet her Lord, sent forth animals like deers and monkeys, and they were all dancing towards Krishna, and Krishna was dancing towards them. It was just so lovely and beautiful. But there was one person who didn't belong there. It was Agasura. Agasura was a powerful magician from the court of Kamsa, who had been trained by Kamsa and his men to one day kill Krishna. Agasura was a demon who could change his form at will. And when he came into the forest of Vrindavan and looked at Krishna and the cowherd boys, who danced just so nicely, he decided there is no way for me to kill this boy Krishna except by taking a disguised form, the form of a python. And in this way, Agasura changed his form and took on a huge python body and opened his mouth up to the sky, waiting for Krishna and the cowherd boys to enter into his stomach. Now the cowherd boys came to this huge monster on the way, and they could see this must be a demon because his breath smells like burnt meat. He has in his stomach so much meat that he smells very bad. I think you have seen that when you meet someone who has not yet heard about the advantages of Krishna Prasadam and vegetarian things and who eats everything, when you come close to them after they have eaten, you feel like, my God, my death has appeared. It smells so horrible. So the coward boys were smelling this and they could understand. It's not a mountain, although the mouth of the python looks very much like a mountain. The eyes look like caves which have fire burning in them, and the mouth which comes from the ground of Vrindavan up to the sky, it was so huge, looks really like a huge valley. But they understood it's not a mountain. It's a demon who has come to kill us. But they were not afraid. They thought, if Krishna is here with us, what can a demon do to us? They clapped in their hands 3 times, 1, 2, 3, and played their flutes and went with their calves dancing into the mouth of the demon. And it is here where I would like to start today's Janmashtami narration. Krishna saw how all the cowherd boys and the calves had entered Agasura's mouth. And he felt terrible. He felt like a man who has just lost all his jewels and all his wealth, which has slipped through his fingers. What Krishna considers to be more important than palaces, than even his own life, are his dear devotees. And his devotees had entered the mouth of this demon, who was going to kill them all inside. Krishna looked and he just couldn't understand, how could this happen? I never ever could have allowed this. I can control everything, but now my devotees who are most dear to me have entered the mouth of a demon. Krishna was for a moment bewildered. What is this? How could this happen? Then he understood, it's my own energy which has moved them there. It's my Leela Shakti who wants a drama in my pastimes. And most properly, Krishna thought, my Leela Shakti wants to change the atmosphere. I'm now so full of love, but I'm now seeing that my heart changes and a special rasa appears in my heart, which is the Karuna rasa, the rasa of compassion. My dear devotees, this is all what we want. Krishna's compassionate glance upon us. So Krishna felt my suckers. And he started to run towards Agasura's mouth. He didn't move as he usually moves in Vrindavan, with the steps of an elephant, very gracious and extremely slow. Krishna just ran into the mouth of the demon. My dear devotees, this is a very loving gesture of Krishna. Sometimes devotees move into the mouth of sin. They know I shouldn't do this. How often we know, I know I shouldn't do this. I know I should finish my rounds. I really know this. And I know it may not be bad to see a movie, but this movie is too much. There's aggression and sex in it. I know I shouldn't see it, but still they move into the mouth of Agasura. My dear devotees, take courage. When Krishna sees his devotees, like the suckers who know this is a demon, we shouldn't move into his mouth. But when Krishna sees his devotees who helplessly move in the direction of sin, Krishna will never give up his devotees. Oh, he will become anxious and worried, and his mood will change into one of Karuna and of Bhakta Vatsala. He wants to now help his devotees. And this is where we will start reading. Devotees always stay under Sri Krishna's shelter, but when they go towards sin, they lose his shelter and become distant to him. This is why a devotee can never experience ecstasy in Krishna consciousness after committing some aparad. Because Sri Krishna, when he sees that a devotee has committed offenses, leaves his heart and mind for some time. At that time, when a devotee willingly commits an aparad, Krishna leaves him for some time and they are helpless. When a devotee sees, my God, I went too far, I am now helpless, he turns to Krishna, and then Krishna will run towards the devotee. The devotee will shout, Krishna, Krishna!
Krishna, Krishna!
Mahabharo! Bhaktanam Abhayankara! Tvameka dayamananam apavaga hi sanskriti. Krishna, you are so strong. Krishna, you are so strong.
Krishna, you are so strong.
You can save me.
I'm turning to you.
I'm very serious now. Please save me from samsara. And then when Krishna hears his devotees shouting for him, he comes personally running after them to pull them out. When Krishna has decided to pull you out, there's no Agasura in the world who can stop you. Now, when the devatas saw that Krishna had entered the mouth of Agasura, they became disturbed. You know, when Agasura was there as the python and the cowherd boys entered into his mouth, the devatas knew what was in Agasura's mind. He was waiting for that one playful cowherd boy for whom he had trained all his life to kill him. He was waiting for Krishna. But Krishna had not entered his mouth yet. So Agasura kept purposefully a very still pose so that Krishna wouldn't detect he is a demon who will, wants to crash him in the belly. So finally, when Krishna ran into the mouth and onto the tongue of Agasura, into the body of the demon, the demigods, they started to shout, "Oh my God, oh my God! What will happen now? Shri Krishna has gone into Agasura's mouth." Now the devatas theoretically knew that Krishna is all powerful, but still it is a sign of bhakti that they worry for Krishna. You should learn this little art to really care for Krishna. In Vrindavan, when winter time is coming, the pujaris don't think that Krishna is all powerful, winter cannot harm him. No, they put gloves over Krishna's hands. They put Nordic pudelmützen on his head. And they put Mickey Mouse blankets around the deities. Just thinking, let Krishna not be cold. When you worship deities, you should never, never think, "Well, they're God, they can take care of themselves, they don't really need me." Once, my assistant who serves our deities Radha Kanaya Lal lived in Govindakund, where there is no electricity in Braj, and he would always get haunted by strong Brahma Rakshasa ghosts in the night. And he could not understand. "I'm at the most holy places, but ghosts give me such a trouble each night." One day he just went to Radha Kanaya Lal, our small deities, and asked, "Why is this?" And the deities seemed to communicate it. "It's because you are leaving us in the darkness. There's no electricity, but at least put some oil lamp there so that we don't have to stand in the darkness. As long as you put no oil lamp there, we will send you ghosts to give trouble to you that you can't sleep." So the assistant put an oil lamp there. And from that day on, where he put light into the evening hours, so that the deities wouldn't stand around in the darkness, the Brahman Raksha ghosts, these heavy ghosts, disappeared. Never think, if you want to develop bhakti, Krishna doesn't need me. Always think, Krishna needs my service. Never think, well, he can take care of everything. He can take care himself. No, you should think, I want to serve Krishna, make sure that everything is all right for him. So the devatas had this bhakti. Now Krishna had entered the mouth of Agasura, and Agasura's mouth, which was as big as I said it, from the ground to the sky, started to close. Krishna thought what to do. I have to kill this demon without killing my cowherd boyfriends who are also inside. What will I do now? And he immediately knew. He expended his energy to such a degree that it completely blocked the passage in Agasura's throat. Agasura thought, well, Krishna has expanded and he burns like fire in my throat. What should I do now? And he got an idea. Agasura also expanded. He became like a super mountain. But Krishna effortlessly expanded to that size also. Then Agasura became like the Mount Everest. Krishna became like a Mount Everest plus 1 meter extra. In this way, Agasura began to react violently as Sri Krishna was not allowing him to breathe in or out. His eyes began to pop out as he was suffocating. Jai! Finally, when the air couldn't pass any longer through his mouth, it blew a hole through the top of his head. And in this way, Agasura's soul left the body of that sinful python and waited up in the sky for Krishna to come out of the mouth of his dead body. My dear devotees, this is very significant. For a devotee, Krishna is very sweet. Especially his holy name is very sweet in his mouth and in his throat. But for a non-devotee, the same holy name sounds boring and bitter. He wants to talk so many other things, not Hare Krishna. If you make advancement in Krishna consciousness, you will begin to understand Krishna is more sweet than anything in this world. And if you make further advancement, you will understand his name is really the most important rasa, the juice which saves my life. So, Krishna glanced inside the dead serpent's stomach. There, he saw that all the cowherd boys and calves were already dead. Then Krishna looked with his merciful eyes on the dead calves and cowherd boys. And as his glance looked upon these cowherd boys, they came back to life. Because Krishna has a substance called Sudakar, which is constantly dripping from his eyes. This Sudakar is like Amrita, the Amrita which the devatas drink in the heavenly planets to become immortal, is not so good. It's a little low-class Amrita. But Krishna has dripping from his merciful eyes this life-giving substance. Therefore, my dear devotees, you should understand the meaning of darshan. When you have darshan of Krishna, it's not so important that you see Krishna. It's much more important that Krishna sees you. Because if Krishna puts his glance upon you, through his glance, this sudaka, this special substance, will come upon you and all over you and will make you eternal. When you go before the deities, you should pray, please see me. See me. Cast your glance in my direction. Because anyone who is seen by Krishna is blessed, like the cowherd boys who were seen by Krishna and who immediately, although they had lost their lives and were lying dead in the stomach of Agasura, they were lying there as if they were dead. They were not 100% dead. They got revived by Krishna's eyes. My dear devotees, this evening at 12 o'clock, you should all stand before the deity and just become bathed by Radha Madan Mohan's merciful glance. This glance will make you absolutely resistant to anything. Do you know that Duryodhana had a special blessing? His body was as hard as the hardest of iron. That's why Duryodhana could not be killed even by the beatings of Bhimasena. Bhimasena took his club and just banged with his club against the chest of Duryodhana, but the club went like bang. It would have broken rocks and iron, but not Duryodhana. Do you know why this was so? It was so because his mother had every day asked for Duryodhana to come to him. His mother was Gandhari, who was very powerful because she was absolutely chaste. And every morning, Gandharvika had taken her blindfold from her eyes and looked at Duryodhana's body. And by the glance of his mother, he became invulnerable, unverletzlich. Except for one piece. You know, he was a grown-up man, and therefore he didn't come before his mother like when he was just a little child. He always was covered around the hip. And that was the only place where the eyes of Gandhari, Gandhari is her name, not Gandharvika, that's the name of Radha, Gandhari, could not go here. That was the only place where Duryodhana was vulnerable, and Krishna knew that, and therefore he told Bhima in the last fight, this is the place where you can get him. So my dear devotees, I want to encourage you to also go every day before Krishna and let Krishna's eyes come all over you. I mean, be dressed, of course. And then you will become one day one of Krishna's associates in the spiritual world just by being touched by Krishna's merciful Sudhakara eyes. So, Krishna had revived his cowherd boyfriends, and they all came out of the mouth, dancing together into the wonderful pastures of Vrindavan. They were happy because Krishna had just so wonderful. He has just killed the Agasura demon. And they felt so happy. They said, let us dance out of this demon, being guided by wonderful Krishna. And what happened then, I will tell you in a moment. It was something very spectacular happened. But let us sing and meditate about this pastime of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Jai Jai Radha Ramana. Go, go. Jaya Nanda Yashoda Dula Girivaradhari Gopal. Jaya Nanda Yashoda Dula. Jaya Nanda Yashoda Dula Girivaradhari Gopal. Gopa, 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 Gopa. Nanaya tora dula, girivara nari gopa. Nanaya tora dula, girivara nari gopa. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Krishna Bhagavan Ki. I really think this pastime is very, very special. I always know in my own life when I come back from a festival and go to the place where I'm at the moment serving, that is Berlin, I feel very much like entering the mouth of Agasura. There's so much bad smell from the many cars. Or I can imagine when you go back to London or Frankfurt, Stinkfurt, we say in German. You really can feel the atmosphere is not like Goloka Dham, not like on Jamashtami. You feel like entering Agasura. And you feel already the fear, my God, hopefully I don't become unconscious and lose the Krishna consciousness which I have. There is a very nice tip which we can learn from Hanuman. You know, Hanuman had the order of Lord Ram to find Sita, who was stolen by the Rakshasas, by Ravan. So after searching for a long time, he jumped over the ocean and went to Lanka and wanted to find Sita in the town of Lanka. So he took a very, very small form, as small as a little cat, and then wanted to enter through the town gate of Lanka to spy, where is Mother Sita? But as he tried to enter Lanka, Lankini, the protectress of Lanka, came up, stood in his way. Monkey, where do you want to go? Do you know what we Rakshasas do with monkeys like you? We eat them for breakfast. You can't go through here. Hanuman looked at this huge monster, Lankini, and joyfully shouted, Jai Ram! And took his fist and gave her a slap. And then Lankini fell down on the ground. Lankini was surprised. The small monkey has felled me to the ground. And then, oh my, she remembered when the time comes that Lankini is stretched to the ground by a little monkey, that will be the time when Lord Rama will destroy the capital of the demons. So she said, I bow down before you. You are a manifestation of fate. You can pass by me. But Hanuman, I give you one tip. Whatever you will see in this town, whatever you will watch with your eyes, don't forget to chant the name of Ram. Only then you will be victorious. So when you go back to Frankfurt or Berlin or London, or some of you, one I saw came from New York, don't forget, when you enter the mouth of the demon, the monster, don't forget to chant the names of the Lord. Always, while you do your other work in these towns, be mindful of Krishna and his holy name. Then you will be victorious. So, yes, when Krishna finally emerged from the open mouth of Agasura, all the devatas immediately shouted, Jai, Jai, Jai. They threw flowers. Brahmanas heard about this and started to chant the Vedic hymns. And also the dancing girls, the apsaras, came and danced for Krishna's pleasure. There were many, many things which happened when Krishna came out. Everyone offered services to Krishna according to their abilities. The Brahmanas offered these Vedic stutis. Why does Shukadev Goswami mention so many services which were done for Krishna? He does this because he wants to show us that in the service of Krishna, each little thing which is done has the same value. Prabhupada used to also say this. The one who cleans the temple is as dear to Krishna as the one who dresses Krishna with a turban. The one who cooks for Krishna is as dear as the one who distributes his books. In the service of Krishna, everything which is meant, which is done by a devotee to please Krishna, is accepted in the same way from Krishna. No differences. Sometimes we human beings think my service is more important than so-and-so's services, but this is an error. It is not entirely correct. It is quite wrong. And so, yes, Everyone's nature can be engaged in Krishna's service. If you are a dancing girl, dance for Krishna. If you are a Brahmana, chant mantras. And if you do not know anything, like me, throw flowers. that is also an accepted service. So, while this was going on, I want to read this to you because it's so very special. Agasura, who had come out of the top of his head and who waited in the sky for some time while Krishna was still inside the body, became very happy. Oh, Krishna has come out. You must know, because Agasura had been touched and killed by Shri Krishna, he was completely free of any sins, and as a result, his soul, which was waiting in the sky for Krishna to come out of his dead body, was illuminating all directions. It was a pure light. The soul's light is very bright when we are purified. But when we are in worries and in anxieties and in greed, a dark cloud comes over our natural light, the light of the soul which comes through the eyes. So Agasura was brilliant, and he waited, had been waiting outside. Krishna had made Agasura's soul remain outside for quite some time because he wanted to show the rest of the world that every soul keeps its own individuality. It's eternally an individual. So when Krishna came out, that soul came from the sky into Krishna's body, and from Krishna's body it went directly to the Vaikuntha planets, where it took a form like Narayan, a four-handed form, and lives there ever since. When we hear that Agasura attained liberation, it's not the Brahman realization. No, no. He had gotten the liberation to, it's called Sarupa, the same form like God in the Vaikuntha planets. But at the same time, he couldn't go back to Vrindavan because he didn't have love for Krishna in his heart. You can only go to Krishna when you love him. Otherwise, you go some other station. So, we almost end this pastime. When these different offerings, you know, with drums and music and dancing went on in planet Earth, Brahma, who was at Satya Loka, heard all this. He heard it because the devatas made so much music just next to him when Krishna had come out. And he was wondering, why do they make so much out of this little boy? So he came down to the planet where his devatas were all glorifying Sri Krishna. He came on his swan with great speed, and he was totally astonished. You must know that Agasura was so sinful that many assistants of Brahma had been taken notes and recorded Agasura's sin. But now Krishna had liberated him just by entering Agasura. Even Krishna had entered Agasura by force, he had liberated him. And Brahma was amazed. Shukadev Goswami says, look at Agasura. He didn't do any sadhana. He didn't do anything to attain Krishna's mercy. But just because Krishna had entered into him, even by force, he was liberated. And then Sukadeva Goswami says, this will be the result of every person. Even if by force Krishna enters into you, you will have a high destination. Like for instance, today we try to force ourselves to not fall asleep. It's already 11:30. But we try to bring Krishna into our mind because we understand it's necessary that I know more about Krishna, that I hear about wonderful Krishna, and maybe fall in love a little bit with Krishna. So by this effort, my dear devotees, you are getting the highest thing, because Krishna is just so merciful that anyone who just brings him into his system by hearing about him, by even eating his prasadam, it will be greatly blessed in many amazing ways. So Brahma was wandering and wandering because Krishna showed so much compassion in his avatar as Krishna when he came in his original form. Such compassion was not shown by any other form. So Sukadev Goswami finished the narration. He said, my dear king, please listen to one more astonishing thing. The python-shaped body of Agasura eventually dried up so that it was merely skin. But the gopas decided to make it a playground and play every day in the snake body, because there was something very, very special which had happened. You know, normally when a snake, have you ever seen in Mayapur at the dried out body of a snake? It smells so bad. It really smells very, very aggressive. This body was dead and it rotted away. It became dried out, but it smelled so beautiful. The reason is that Krishna, who is the most beautiful and most pleasing, had somehow touched this body, and therefore it smelled just like beef, like nectar. It had smelled like McDonald's before Krishna had entered, because there was so much meat in Agasura's body. But when Krishna had entered, it smelled like Aguru. It smelled all over the universe. My dear devotees, this means whenever you engage with Krishna in some ways and bring Krishna into your thoughts, you take on the qualities of Krishna. Krishna will uplift your bodily fragrance even, but more of all than all, your whole existence will just become so absolutely pure, so absolutely tasteful, so absolutely wonderful. This fact is portrayed by Sukadev Goswami. So I have one thing more. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare
Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
The drops of honey which come flowing from the two lotus flowers that are Lord Nandanandana's feet are so many oceans of transcendental bliss. I pray that those drops of honey may eternally delight my heart. And I want to pass my days thinking of Krishna. Here our Lord herded the calves. And here he played the flute. I pray that I may pass my days shedding tears as I speak these words on the Yamuna's shore. Here our Lord herded the calves. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is decorated with yellow kadamba flowers. Krishna has a flower decorations all over. A yellow dhoti girds his waist. He enjoys playing sweet flute music in the forest garden. I pray that my heart may become fixed on him, on Krishna. May Lord Krishna appear on the lotus flower of my heart. Krishna has long reddish eyes. His form is more charming than millions of Kamadevas. He is very pleasing to the eyes. Krishna, the king of Vrindavan village, may he appear on the lotus flower of my heart. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, I pray that the remnants of your foodstuffs become as tasty for me as a woman's lips are tasty for a materialist. Krishna, I pray that the narration of your pastimes may become as sweet to my ears as the words of a young girl are sweet for the ears of a materialist. Krishna, I pray that the sight of your transcendental form may become as pleasing to my eyes as the beauty of a young bride is pleasing to her husband. And as far as chanting, I pray that I may always chant your holy name in the same way that a lover reads aloud a letter from his long separated beloved. Isn't that wonderful? Some of you may blush, huh? A young materialistic boy only thinks of the taste of a woman's lips. So a devotee wants to think like that of Prasadam. In this world, the words of a young loving girl or a young loving boy are so very sweet, but the devotee wants that listening to Krishna's pastimes is even more sweet to his ears. In this way, there are many examples that about Krishna's sweetness. We have another 10 minutes, and I wanted to read to you the sweetness of the Jamashtami Leela from Ananda Vrindavan Champu. See, when Krishna had just appeared in the home of Yashoda, Yashoda had given birth to two children. First a little girl, and then Krishna. So when when Vasudev brought Krishna, who had been born in Mathura by his wife Devaki, to Vrindavan, he came into the house of Yashoda, and because he was so excited and upset, he wanted to exchange his Krishna for the little newborn girl. But he was so upset that he couldn't see that there was another Krishna next to Yashoda. He just couldn't see it because he was so upset. So when he put his little boy Krishna down, Krishna merged with the Krishna who had appeared from Yashoda. Vasudev Krishna from Mathura disappeared, and with trembling hands Vasudev took the girl from Mother Yashoda's side. Mother Yashoda was not seeing anything because she was sleeping after the efforts of childbirth. So then, I wanted to read this to you, I have to just find it. When Mother Yashoda woke up and saw her little boy Krishna, she could not say anything. She just cried. It is said, when Mother Yashoda looked at baby Krishna, Hari cried beautifully. Hari means Lord Krishna, like a newborn baby. But his crying sounded more like the Omkara, announcing the auspicious arrival of his pastimes. He didn't cry like, he cried, "Oh." When the ladies of Vrindavan heard the sweet sound of Krishna's Om crying, they woke up and ran to see the Lord. The natural fragrance of Krishna's body smelled just like musk. when the ladies had bathed Krishna, he looked cleansed and very beautiful. Then they smeared his body with fragrant sandalwood pulp. And then the presiding deity of the house sent a champak flower resembling the flame of a lamp into the maternity room. Krishna made all the lamps in the maternity room look like a garland of lotus flower buds. You know, buds means like this, very small. So the lamps looked very extinct and buddy-like, knospen. Mother Yashoda awoke when all the elderly gopis around baby Krishna's bed were chattering. Ho, 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 see, see, see. She was leaning over the bed and admired her wonderful son. But when she saw that her own reflection reflected on Krishna's body, she imagined that there is another woman here, thinking that a witch, eine Hexe, had assumed her form to kidnap Krishna. Yashoda became bewildered and yelled, "Get out of here, you go away." Spontaneously she cried out to Nrisingadev, "Nrisingadev! To protect her precious son." She looked at Krishna's tender face and tears of affection, which looked like an offering of a pearl necklace, came out of her face. Yes. There are many wonderful descriptions. When she looked at her child's body, it was dazzling like blue sapphires. Krishna's mouth resembled a red bimba fruit. And Krishna's hands and feet looked like exquisite rubies. Krishna's nails shone like precious gems. In this way, Mother Yashoda thought her child was completely made out of jewels. She thought, Krishna's whole body seems to be made out of jewels and blue lotus flowers. He doesn't appear to have a body like I have. You know what she saw? Soft curly hairs on the right side of Krishna's chest. That was the mark of Sri Vatsa. Yashoda thought, that's the milk from my breasts which have spilled out of his mouth and onto his chest. But when she tried to carefully remove these so-called milk drops from Krishna's right chest, she saw it stays, it doesn't move. My God, this is a sign of Sri Vatsa on his chest. Then on the left side of Krishna, Mother Yashoda discovered a golden line. And also she thought, well, this maybe is some kusha grass which has fallen there. I'm a little bewildered from childbirth. And again she tried to rub the golden line away, but it stayed. First she saw a yellow bird. She thought a yellow bird has maybe made a nest amongst the leaves of a black tamal tree. But then she saw, no, this is the line of Lakshmi. So there are many descriptions how the Brijbasis eventually came in, and how the Nanda Baba came and looked at his little boy Krishna, was just so absolutely stunned with bliss. It is said when he heard from one Brahmana lady that you have a son in your old age. Nanda Maharaj was already 60 years old. Finally, my son has been born, Nanda Maharaj thought. And he tried to walk to where little baby Krishna had been born. But he was always falling down from bliss. Finally, two men were on his side. And he tried to walk, but he couldn't walk. They had to carry him. He was so blissful. Have you ever been so blissful that you can't walk? Then you have been like Nanda Maharaj. And finally, when he saw his son Krishna, streams of loving tears came from the eyes. Now we will move to the high point of Janmashtami. I think the high point was already the Abhishek, but one of the high points. Please all remain here for the Aratik, which will happen in 5 minutes. The Aratik of Lord Madan Mohan. If you look very carefully, you might see a little sapphire-like baby with something white on his right chest and a golden line on his left chest. Maybe Madan Mohan will look like this to you today. I want to thank you all for listening, although you must be a little exhausted. Please let us end. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu, Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu, Dina Bandhu Jagatpate, Dina Bandhu Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta,
Gopesha Gopika Kanta,
Radha Kanta Namostute, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Hare,
Shri Krishna Bhagavan ki jai, Shri Gopal ki jai, Gopremanandi Hari Hari Bol.